With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program celebrating the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. The season of Lent is characterized by a period of self-examination, fasting, and prayer. On this edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus on various aspects of prayer, including the Lord's Prayer, in a number of choral and organ settings. Lovely music by Durafle, Purcell, Verdi, Dove, and others. We'll begin with music that portrays prayer in the abstract, a lovely piece by Camille Saint-Saëns titled Prière for Cello and Organ. We'll hear father and daughter, Todd and Rachel Wilson, perform, recorded at the Parish of St. Luke in Evanston, Illinois.
Thank you.
Maurice Durafle's setting of the Lord's Prayer, Notre Père, was sung by the Voices of Ascension led by Dennis Keane. We began with Prière for cello and organ by Camille Saint-Saëns. Organist Todd Wilson was joined by his daughter Rachel playing cello. The hymn Prayer is the Soul's Sincere Desire pairs a text by James Montgomery with a Somerset folk song adapted by Ray Vaughan Williams to be used as a hymn tune. The choir of St. Chad's Cathedral, Birmingham is directed by David Saint. Nigel Morris plays the organ. Prayer is the Soul's Sincere Desire was sung by the choir of St. Chad's Cathedral, Birmingham, UK. David Saint directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The penitential nature of Psalm 102 is abundantly clear in Henry Purcell's gripping motet, Hear My Prayer. The wrenching false relations and chromatic harmonies add to the intensity of the pleading words of verse 1. We'll listen to the choir of Exeter Cathedral sing, led by Timothy Noon. Organist William Porter played a setting of Vater Unser im Himmelreich, the German chorale setting of the Lord's Prayer. This piece came from Johann Sebastian Bach's Orgelbüchlein, or Little Organ Book. He played an instrument that Bach himself knew, built by Hildebrandt in 1723 for the small church in Sturmtal. Earlier we heard Henry Purcell's pleading anthem, Hear My Prayer, sung by the choir of Exeter Cathedral. Timothy Noon conducted. A very different and much expanded setting of the Lord's Prayer is next, this from the great operatic composer Giuseppe Verdi. Composed in 1880, Padre Nostro is set for five voices, giving it an appropriately rich texture. We'll hear it performed by the Niederrheinische Chorgemeinschaft, directed by Hartmut Schmidt.
Thank you.
Music of Giuseppe Verdi on With Heart and Voice. We heard Padre Nostro, a setting of the Lord's Prayer, performed by the Niederrheinische Chorgemeinschaft from the Lower Rhine Valley. Hartmut Schmidt conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of American composer and church musician William Bradley Roberts is next. In Prayer of John Donne, he sets what is known as a hymn to God the Father, written by Donne in the late 16th or early 17th century. Donne served briefly as Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, after appointment by King James. This prayer is sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, in Washington, D.C. Benjamin Hutto conducts. Prayer of John Donne by William Bradley Roberts was sung by the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, in Washington. Benjamin Hutto conducted. One of the loveliest organ chorale preludes on Vater Unser is one by composer Georg Böhm, about 25 years Bach's elder. The elaborate ornamentation of the melody shows French influence, while the calming, repeated note movement of the accompaniment sounds very Italian. Peter King plays the Kleiss organ at Bath Abbey. A contemporary setting of the Lord's Prayer by Patrick Hawes, composed in 2016 and taken from his Edenham Eucharist. The Alora Singers were led by Noel Edison. Earlier, organist Peter King played the chorale prelude on Vater Unser by German Baroque composer Georg Böhm. He played the organ of Bath Abbey. The writings of the British mystic Julian of Norwich from the 14th century have gained popularity in recent decades. Our next selection is a setting of a brief prayer of Julian's composed in 2003 by Carson Kuman. The text reads, "God of your goodness, give yourself to me, for you are enough for me. Only in you do I have everything." The choir of Royal Holloway is directed by Rupert Goff. Samuel Rathbone plays the organ. Prayer of Julian of Norwich by Carson Kuman. Rupert Goff directed the choir of Royal Holloway of the University of London. Samuel Rathbone accompanied. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In his Anthem for Unaccompanied Choir, Into Thy Hands, Jonathan Dove has set two prayers by St. Edmund of Abingdon, who lived in the 12th century and was canon treasurer of Salisbury Cathedral before becoming Archbishop of Canterbury. The piece was commissioned by Salisbury Cathedral to commemorate the 750th anniversary of St. Edmund's canonization. Knowing that it was intended for a very resonant space, the music has a spacious quality about it, which we'll hear in this performance by the Wells Cathedral Choir. Matthew Owens conducts. Matthew Owens led the Wells Cathedral Choir in Into Thy Hands by Jonathan Dove. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral sings next in the beloved anthem by Felix Mendelssohn, Hear My Prayer. It was composed in 1844 and sets portions of Psalm 55 with the memorable concluding section, Oh, for the Wings of a Dove. Solo treble is Nathaniel Morley, Andrew Carwood conducts the choir, and Simon Johnson plays the organ.
Thank you.
Hear My Prayer by Felix Mendelssohn. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sang with treble soloist Nathaniel Morley. Andrew Carwood conducted. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music exploring various aspects of prayer for this third week in Lent. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.